Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about a school lunch debt policy and a nutrition and wellness guide approved at the most recent Pella School Board meeting.
The first of two summer meetings, so a lot of work accomplished at the most recent meeting by the Pella School Board. And we'll really start with some of the big changes in regards to how school lunches will be handled. And I know that that's been a topic of sensitivity among many school boards, and the Pella School Board had to adopt a policy, and they did. Ultimately, what's that policy going to look like in regards to handling school lunch debt and making sure that the kids in the community, regardless of their means, are fed?
We've had kind of a guideline the last couple years that we just adopted formally into policy, so it's really not a change from what we actually have been doing, and so it'll seem similar. But what we've done is when student lunch accounts hit $5, then we start notifying parents through email, obviously also telling students. And then once it gets negative, then we keep notifying. And once it gets into the minus five range, then we start actually making calls. And at minus $45 is actually where we would cut off their lunches. So what we've done, though, is always communicated with parents and make sure that everyone knows what's going on. What we don't want to do is get a huge, huge negative balance. So at the end of the year, we had just about a negative $4,000 for the whole district. That would be all students involved that had negative balance. So we know that we have to always be diligent about that. We send letters out at the end of the year, and we will recoup a great deal of that money. But it's just important that people keep up on their balances for their school lunch. I mean, even though school lunch is not real expensive, it still costs something. And when you have kids eating every day, 5 days a week, obviously that's an expense for families. So we're trying to find a way that we can help all kids eat. We have free and reduced lunch program that obviously works well for community. We have about 17% of our students on free and reduced lunch. So some get lunch for free, some get lunch at a reduced price. And that's a good option for families that are struggling or having trouble afford the school lunch as well. So we look at all those options. We encourage people that might be eligible to apply for free and reduced lunch, because it's certainly that's what it's there for. And we don't want anybody that's eligible not being applying, because it's good for them and it certainly helps them out a lot.
The ultimate goal with this is to keep the kids obviously out of the crosshairs when it comes to the financial side of things. And I know that Board President Joan Corbin, in fact, praised many of the administrators, both on the food services side and the principals, for the flexibility that they've had. While the ultimate goal is to get the parents to pay, the district is doing what they can to make sure the kids aren't impacted.
We really don't want the students to be in the middle of that. Especially elementary students, they just don't understand if their parents haven't put money in and they have a negative balance, why they wouldn't be able to eat. So we want to provide them a lunch and not put the student in that position. Even if parents have not paid, we want to make sure that they aren't going without a meal.
Now, you mentioned nutrition and a lot of the different changes when it's come to maybe lunches, but certainly one area that will look a little bit different is a district-wide wellness policy with how classrooms handle sugar consumption and things along that nature. What were some of the key changes and provisions approved by the board that will ultimately help more so guide instead of restrict where the district lies when it comes to classroom snacks and food beyond the federally provided meals?
We have had a wellness policy for several years now. It was actually put in place probably almost 10 years ago. And of course, it gets reviewed every few years. And this was our year to review that policy. So really, the wellness policy has three primary goals. One is around nutrition education and promotion. And so making sure that within our curriculum, we have places that we talk about school nutrition, healthy eating, healthy choices, and then how we actually promote those within our food service department as well. So there's a program called Smart Lunchroom Choice Technique, and that really comes down to just promoting how we promote healthy foods in our lunchroom. The second goal is around physical activity. So that's, of course, a goal that we've always had, and measuring that and making sure that kids get enough physical activity and movement every single day. And then the last is just around activities at the school that'll support wellness. And one of those is just making sure that we are not giving kids as teachers or educators too much sugar or using sugar as reward. So we just have to be careful about the amount of rewards we give that are sugar connected. What's the nutritional value of those things? So looking at some alternative rewards that we can give students that would actually be non-food items. So trying to do more of that, having birthday celebrations once a month instead of every day that a student has a birthday, just trying to limit the amount of sugar intake that we are actually giving our kids. So that's an important thing, you know, just in the end, trying to be reasonable with not cutting off everything that's a treat for students, but at the same time, just making sure that we're not over promoting sugar and those kinds of unhealthy snacks for kids.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling discussing nutrition in the district. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.